Good morning, everyone. Words from the GOP front runner in the great state of Michigan. Listen closely.
There is income inequality in America. There always has been. And hopefully, and I do say that, there always will be. Why? Because people rise to different levels of success based on what they contribute to society and to the marketplace. And that's as it should be.
Income inequality, is that as it should be? By the way, that's not Mitt Romney's voice you're hearing there. That's Rick Santorum, the former Pennsylvania senator who is running ahead of Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, you'll recall, who was born in Michigan and whose daddy was among the most popular Republican governors of all time. But the Romney golden era was back in the 60s, and it doesn't seem to be doing the candidate much good right now. Meanwhile, the Santorum message that income inequality is as all-American as apple pie, is that a resonant one in the state of the auto bailout that both Romney and Santorum opposed, by the way? Wither, Michigan, we thought we'd check in with Quinn Kleinfelter, senior news editor at the Takeaway affiliate WDET in Detroit. Good morning on this holiday Monday, Quinn Kleinfelter.
Good morning, John.
So what do you make of this theme of income inequality being as American as apple pie? Is that something that resonates in Michigan?
Well, it seemed to. Among the people that were at the meeting from the clip you just played, I was actually there, too. That was an appearance before the Detroit Economic Club, which is a large gathering annually every week of the movers and shakers, the business leaders in the community. And it's one of the typical Republican messages, you know, that you'll hear, that we should let the free markets work, that there shouldn't be winners and losers picked by the government. And Santorum was hitting President Obama, I think, as much as Mitt Romney with that, saying that the government, he was a very socially, not only socially conservative, but fiscally conservative, he would argue, statement that the government shouldn't create a climate where people will become dependent on welfare benefits and the like, and that the free market should operate. It was way to the right, but still within the realms of what all the other Republicans have been arguing on the campaign trail to date.
And definitely close to the sweet spot in the Michigan of 2012, not the Michigan of the 1960s when Mitt Romney's dad was governor of Michigan. I've been looking at the polls. Santorum has a clear trend ahead of Romney, despite being outspent in Michigan. Even the latest polls overnight give him about a 5-8% margin. What are you seeing, and what accounts for this Santorum surge in the state of Michigan? Because it's not necessarily occurring everywhere outside.
No, you know, he's appealing to the very most conservative elements of the Republican Party, the Tea Parties, the evangelicals, the blue-collar Republicans, which are a very important voting bloc in Michigan, because of a lot of the things he's talked about, manufacturing, and as you say, both he and Romney were against the auto bailout, so they're kind of even on that. In many ways, it's another window on the reluctance of the Republicans to just completely embrace Mitt Romney. Now, this is something where it was really a given for so long that Romney was going to win in Michigan. In the last presidential cycle, the only primary that he beat McCain in was in Michigan. It was his home state, as you say, his native state. He was seen as the most conservative candidate back in 2008. Now he's seen as too much of a moderate in some people's eyes. And the social conservatism that Santorum has pushed so much, even to the clips that you played, his comments about Obama over the weekend, that seems to be playing to an element here.
All right, let's listen to Rick Santorum commenting once more about the auto industry, and then we'll come back and talk about what the implications of this are.
Would the auto industry look different than it does today? Yes, it would be. Would it still be alive and well? I think it would be alive and equally as well, if not better.
Now, that was at the same speech that you attended at the Detroit Economic Club last week. And I'm wondering if Santorum, who seems to be so credible on social issues, comes across as equally credible when he's talking economics.
When he came across at that meeting, there was dead silence to his reaction to that particular one. This was also coming, you know, an hour or two after General Motors had announced record profits.
Yeah, $7.9 billion. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, and you know, and there's a lot of auto executives in this audience that Santorum is talking to, so you would expect that it's going to fall flat. I mean, Romney has spent a lot of time trying to backtrack from comments that he made, more or less backtrack, saying that they should have let Detroit go bankrupt, that they should have gone through a managed bankruptcy. Santorum was going even further. He said that he had argued to the Bush administration they shouldn't have even bailed out Wall Street in any respect. He said Bear Stearns was just a bad move from the beginning and that he really didn't have much of a voice at that point publicly, but that he was lobbying behind the scenes to the administration, then the Bush administration, to not pursue that kind of course. He just really slammed bailouts in any way, shape, or form. And in Michigan, among some, that does have resonance. You know, there is still this idea that government should not get in the way of free enterprise. And, you know, but at the same time, when the state relies so much on its signature industry, the auto industry, it isn't, you know, the greatest message.
Well, it also raises a kind of what's the matter with Kansas kind of issue there for blue collar Republicans in Michigan. What is it about Santorum that attracts them, or is it just a repulsion from Barack Obama that's causing the activists to really come out and mobilize and give Santorum these poll number leads?
It seems, you know, equal parts both, but maybe the revulsion, if you want to put it that way, to President Obama. It's still struggling very much economically here, still a high unemployment rate, and, you know, there's still the theory that let's throw the rascals out, whoever's in, let's get a new batch in and try. In some of the areas around Detroit and Macomb County, some of the, where the Reagan Democrats were actually born way back when, those are areas that have never been a big fan of what Santorum kept calling government dependency. He made in that same speech where you played a couple of clips, he made a big impassioned plea against basically having unemployment benefits. He said, you know, why? He said he would talk to manufacturers in Michigan that would say, we have jobs available, but why would anybody that can get 99 weeks of unemployment benefits really make that choice, you know? And the government was allowing them, in some respects, to stay off of work. You know, this was his argument.
Although there are so many people in Michigan who are on unemployment who understand that that's not a job replacement income.
Well, right. And not only that, you know, you wouldn't think that would resonate, but Santorum was taking the tack of a front runner. He was actually hitting Obama. He was saying Obama wants people on unemployment benefits because that creates a group of voters that is dependent on him and are going to want to vote him back in so they can keep their unemployment.
Right. Quinn, I've got a yes or no. I've been asking everybody this. Romney loses Michigan. It's over for him?
Over, I don't know, but really tough afterwards.
Really tough, yes, really tough. Quinn Kleinfelter, thanks so much. Have a good holiday today.
You too, John.
Quinn's senior news editor at Takeaway affiliate WDET in Detroit, Michigan.